Aquarius.
Libra.
Leo. Cancer.
It's me.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul.
I'm Cancer.
Larry.
This is a cool song. You ever heard it? Float On by the Floaters. Yeah. Take my hand.
You think if people listen to this while they're driving, they drive slower?
maybe they start smoking one. Yeah. I guess, yeah, welcome back to the Devolution edition, right? Oh, get that? Devil Radio Devolution. Wow. That's another pizza box. I was right. It is a shrinking IQ, man. I'm looking this up. I'm like, let's see how they define this. It's defined by a lower IQ. All right, well, hey, I'm not going to make like Mark in the sack wait because he's got critical thought. Go ahead. Use your critical thought on me, brother.
Well, you know, with these guys, they're flashing a firearm at you when you're driving down the road. My temptation would be to take down that license plate and report them for that, because it's just uncalled for.
That's a bad idea. Then they're going to, you know, there's a witness they need to kill. I'm telling you, don't mess with these guys. I'm serious. And I watch too much of these, you know, how these crimes happen on all these shows, and I need to just like, no. Just look straight ahead. Look like the old grandpa spaz that's only driving 3 miles over the speed limit. Go ahead.
Yeah, but and that gets me too. Is I'm going the speed limit on the highway, and people are said, you know, even going a little bit more, and they're driving, you know, say going 58 miles an hour, and they're just, you know, passing like it's, I don't know where they're racing off to, but
they're hurrying to get to the red light and then get mad at the person in front of them and try and jam them too. And it's like they're all jamming each other. And you know what? You're like, yeah, jam nation.
And it's just ridiculous. For CJ, if he's listening, he's always complaining. We don't talk about what's going on over in Ukraine.
He ain't listening. I made him cry.
Yada, yada, yada. But that I saw this morning, I didn't read the article, but apparently now Fox News is trying to try to tie Ukraine into. They wanted Trump to lose in 2016.
Well, of course they did. Jeez, three quarters of the world wanted that loser to lose.
And you know, they're trying to justify, you know, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I mean, they're just being propagandists for Mother Russia now, and it's just what gets me is somebody like Laura Ingraham, who is a cancer survivor, and you think a little bit of her compassion would have been raised up, you know, over that, but apparently for pardon me, for some of these folks, they don't even think about it because, you know, I've been facing off against, you know, cancer now, and you know, it's made me a little bit more aware of other people, even though I've always been aware of other people, and you kind of wonder about what kind of soul these people have, if they even have one that's caring about other people. And
they need to feed their soul, Mark. That's what it is. They need to feed it, because we all have one. It's just, is it, you know, dark, or is it full of light?
Soul is feeding on something, and it's not certainly not compassion, and so you just did not give it out anything. So, but thanks, brother, and keep up the good work.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for listening. And Mark, I was watching The Running Man last night because, hey, there it is again. They got the free BO, free HBO, free BO. So I'm watching Running Man because that's a classic, right? It's like they call for which stalker they want. And Mark, you win the prize. You called for CJ, and here he is, your favorite. CJ, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Mike. you know, I love the fact that you love driving in the left-hand lane. And
Wait a minute. Left-hand lane on a 25-mile-an-hour street where the right lane ends up turning to the right only. Get it right, brother. Get it right. I can drive 5 miles and over the speed limit in the right lane.
The belt line. Okay. Well,
what's your point? Am I wrong, CJ? Should I get out of the way and let everybody speed, even though I'm actually going 3 miles over the speed limit? I'm the problem, right?
Well, I guess the problem is that you don't watch the news, because You stayed at that.
I am the news clown.
Right?
I am the news clown, Jay.
Well,
yeah.
Your candidate. I'm going to talk
my
about
my candidate. What candidate? What am I? Am I running for something? Who's your candidate?
Your candidate.
Who's your candidate? Putin.
President Biden won.
Yes, he did win. Because the last guy was such a loser, dude, and you still haven't grasped that. You know why?
13 soldiers died in Afghanistan under your candidate.
Oh, no, my candidate doesn't have anything to do with anything. By the way, my candidate was Bernie Sanders, and he wouldn't be at war. And you're done for the day, Clown Jay. Because you just... Was I talking about Biden? We were talking about driving. We were talking about not critical thinking. And the perfect example called. Critical Jay called. Wow.
You've never said Biden was your candidate as well. I'll just say.
No, I didn't. You know, and it's like, you clowns just don't get it, man. I'm against war. I'm against hatred. I'm against inequality. I'm against racism. I'm against polluting the air with these stupid fossil fuels that you guys whine about. And, oh, your president, this and that. No president has a damn thing to do about what the price of gas is. But war does. But don't get mad at Putin, CJ. Get mad at our president for not getting us in a full-fledged war because you're going to stand up and fight for everybody. Correctamundo? No, Clowndamundo.
Yeah, he's going to clean up all the nukes, too. You know, CJ will take care of that for you.
No, I guess people aren't going to figure this out. And I haven't held up much hope for humanity because of the lack of critical thinking. This is the only planet we have. But, of course, you guys want to Star Trek it with billionaires and stuff. That's cool, isn't it? And these guys are leaving their space junk up there to crash into something. Did that crash into the moon yet, or is that tonight? It's sometime this month, a big piece of space junk gonna crash into the dark side of the moon. Yeah, I remember that album. Wow. So, I mean, jeez. What was it? Was music more biblical than the Bible? All this crazy stuff going on, and people are just stuck on this political theater, CJ. That's what you called it. That's what you are, dude. You're political theater. I don't do a political theater show. I don't come on here praising the senator of the Congress. Oh, I love this song, man. Because Thursday was my cutie pie's fifth birthday. My granddaughter, Penelope. She's growing up fast. She didn't want to talk to me much. She wanted to go play. So I kept talking to my son and he made the mistake of coming back to America. Him and his friends are all fed up with this place, man. I guarantee you, he's going to leave, man. He's going to leave. He's going to move back to South America. We'll be back.